Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says U.S. business inventories in December recorded their biggest monthly drop since 2001. Inventories fell 1.3%, the largest drop since October of 2001. Wholesale inventories fell by a record 1.4% in December. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors says home prices fell in nearly 9 out of every 10 U.S. cities in the fourth quarter of last year. Median sale prices of existing homes declined in 134 out of 153 metropolitan areas compared with the same period in 2007. Existing home sales fell in all but 6 states: Nevada, California, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, and Virginia. Consulta Agra FNP today says Brazil's 2008-2009 soybean crop is projected at 57.7 million tons. That's down slightly from the 57.85 million tons forecast in January, but good early yields from Brazil's main central west soybean growing states have offset some of the losses in the south.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 77.96, is down 143 points. The NASDAQ at 15.19 is off 10.75, and the S&P 500 is at 820.62, and it's down 13.12 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening at University Inn in Lafayette, Indiana, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be there at 7 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. Panelists include Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. That's at the University Inn in Lafayette, Indiana, this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern. No advance registration is required, and again, the meeting is free. Bring your agricultural marketing questions. We'll do our best to answer them, and we do indeed hope to see you there. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Thursday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 577, down 1 on the open. May, 587 and a half, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 543, down a quarter on the open. May, 555 and a half, down a half. July, 567, down 1 and a quarter on the open. March corn opened at 369 and a half, up 1 on the open. May, 379 up a half. July, 389 up 1. September, $4 and a quarter up 2. December, 410 and a half up a half. May of 2010, 435 up 4 on the open. March beans opened at 980 up 2 on the open. May, 981 down 1. July, 987 down 3 quarters. November, 914 down 3 and a half. January of 2010, 916 down 10 and a quarter. May, 941 up 1 and a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at 308 up 230 on the open. May, 303.50 up 50. March soybean oil opened at 33.15 down 3 on the open. May, 33.20 down 31. February live cattle opened at 83.80 down 72 and a half on the open. March feeders 94.95 down 45. February lean hogs 58.40 up 80, and February bellies 77.05 down 95 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we've been hoping for this huge influx on the sales reports. Now for the fourth consecutive week, we've got it in corn. In fact, corn banged a marketing year high on the report at 60.8. Good demand all of a sudden over the last month. One suspects maybe feeder wheat is becoming more scarce across the world. What does it all mean for corn for the balance of the month?
Well, it's definitely something that we needed to come into the market. We definitely needed the corn demand to kick in gear after a very slow start, and so far that's playing out as so far this first 3-4 weeks here over the strong. But the problem we got ourselves into is that we're so far behind on exports, and we have still a lot of supply to come into the marketplace, that it's a supportive influence to a certain extent, but we're kind of in a supply-driven type market, so you kind of need to have a supply-shortening event someplace around the world, I think, to really build enthusiasm for an upside move in the grain complex.
So what you're telling me is that the risk for the balance of February is to the downside for corn?
Well, there's definitely risk here. I mean, when you look at the charts, we're technically oversold, so we got some of these oscillators that are trying to turn up, you know, seasonally. Very often we kind of put in an early February low, or we turn up out of an early February low and try to rally into March. So the market is in a situation that it should begin to show some strength. But the problem that I see is that there's an awful lot of grain from the farmer that needs to move into the pipeline here over the next 4 to 5 weeks. And I think that alone has the potential to actually press this market into a counter-seasonal decline in the March. So from a technical perspective, it's real important that this market holds here. We come back for a higher weekly finish here. And then maybe we're in some solid footing, but it doesn't look like that's necessarily going to happen, especially after we declined real hard there yesterday.
So are you of the opinion that numbers south of, for example, oh, let's put it at 356 are vulnerable?
Yeah, anything on the downside, we're vulnerable. We could lose some pretty good ground here over the next 30 days if we can't get this thing to roll up. But I'm not necessarily going to give up on a roll down until it happens. But, you know, like I said, we're ripe to try to rally out of last week's lows, but we're not having very good luck at that. But, you know, we'll have to see how we finish out this week. But, no, the market is clearly vulnerable to some downward pressure, strictly from the supply point of view. Demand's picked up, but it does look like there's going to be a little more supply move into the market that'll override that pickup in demand.
What happens if that supply doesn't move into the market? What if farmers continue to be tight holders of their corn?
Well, then you're probably looking at a very strong basis level, at least for spot delivery grain. The market will try to pull in enough inventory. What it needs to continue is daily consumption at. So it would probably stay in kind of a sideways tight mode, might even try to rally. But it's going to be very difficult without a supply shortening event. And I think we're, you know, probably 30 days away from something like that. I think you have to kind of get closer to the planting season. And then the market's got to start worrying about planting delays or acreage switches or something like that. So it's going to be real tough. You know, the South American situation can still maybe come in with some late adverse weather to shorten up the crop. We got it harvested down there so they could get into some harvest delays, and then that would maybe bring some, you know, demand here to the North America for a little bit. But we definitely need to see some kind of supply shortening event to come into this marketplace to kind of kick this up. So the improved demand, at least on export, is encouraging, but it's not going to be enough by itself.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, please.
Soybeans, pretty much same thing as corn. The weather pattern has dinged up the total South American crop somewhat, but not enough to propel anything major from this point forward. We had a good export sales week this past week, which tells you that, USDA recognized that in the supply-demand table, that demand was probably going to be a little better than what they were using. We have another week like we had this past week. We could probably see some more increase in that export demand. But ultimately, your world buyers are going to shift their focus down to the South American inventories. But we're still a few weeks away from any kind of meaningful inventories from South America entering the world marketplace.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, he is in Decatur, Illinois. Current prices, March wheat at 577 and a half in Kansas City. That's down a half, now 578 unchanged. March wheat at the Board of Trade at 547 and a half, up 4 1/4. July 572, up 3 3/4. March corn 373, up 4 1/2. March beans 983 3/4, up 6. You're listening to WILO AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.